I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 6:30.
It's 46 degrees.
Wet roads, Salt Lake County, and a backup coming out of Davis County on South 15. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, Utah's planning to launch a digital driver's license program as soon as next year.
And the coronavirus pandemic actually helped speed up the timeline. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the story. John?
Yeah, Amanda, right now we're still in the pilot version of the state's mobile ID program with about 100 people participating. That number should balloon up to 10,000, though, by year's end. Utah Driver's License Division Director Chris Karras says the momentum for digital IDs is growing nationwide.
Every state is looking into it. A few states have gone so far as to do a pilot.
He actually thinks the coronavirus pandemic has helped make this idea more of a reality as people everywhere get more accustomed to contactless interactions. The biggest benefit to having a digital ID, in his opinion, is the ability to only present as much information as you want. For example, when buying alcohol or renting a car, you could hide everything except a picture, your age, and your name. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. This week, kids as young as 12 could get the green light for the COVID vaccine.
Hopefully, we'll see vaccines available for this age group in community centers, vaccination pop-up sites. I've heard about school districts and, really important, in primary care practices, pediatricians' offices, because we know that's a trusted place for this demographic.
Dr. Alok Patel speaking with ABC News.
The European Union is not placing any new orders for AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine, at least for now. ABC's Inez de la Quatera has more from Paris.
The European Union's decision not to order any more doses of AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine, coming as the bloc launched a lawsuit against the pharmaceutical company for failing to deliver on its initial contract. The EU instead announcing a deal to receive 1.8 billion doses of the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine. French President Emmanuel Macron applauding the decision, saying EU policy is aiming at, quote, responding in particular to the variants. We see that some other vaccines are more efficient, end quote. The EU is not dismissing the possibility of an AstraZeneca renewal at a later time. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, Paris.
As the coronavirus crisis continues in India, a Utah man and his wife are stuck there waiting for his visa to be approved. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with their story. Mary?
Tim, they say Representative John Curtis is helping them try to move this paperwork process along, but it has been a long wait trying to get out of India. Eric and Norvina Shearer told KSL TV that it's chaos in New Delhi, where there are burning bodies.
They are completely overwhelmed, and basically every hospital we've seen has a sign up that says no bed, no oxygen.
They say the media reports on the crisis pale in comparison to what they are seeing. They feel a second wave of the pandemic blindsided the country, and now health officials there are warning about a third wave. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
We continue to follow breaking news this morning out of West Valley City, where there's been an officer-involved shooting. Police received reports of a man breaking into windows on homes near 3800 South and 4800 West. When they arrived, they tell us they tried several different methods to stop the man, but eventually shots were fired. We're told the suspect is currently being treated in the hospital.
A Saratoga Springs police officer is recovering from a severe cut on his hand. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson reports the officer was injured while trying to stop a man from harming himself in Eagle Mountain.
Utah County Sheriff's spokesman Sergeant Spencer Cannon tells us officers initially were called on possible carbon monoxide, but found a man with a knife instead. This in a neighborhood out on Silver Creek Way.
We learned that there was a gentleman who was suicidal. He was trying to hurt himself.
He says the man then moved into a bathroom. In the interior of the home, officers tried to talk him into coming out, then broke into the bathroom. In the ensuing struggle, a Saratoga Springs officer suffered a knife wound, was treated at the hospital of the suspect airlifted with pretty serious lacerations. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
If you or someone you know is considering suicide, there is help. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline can be reached by calling 1-800-273-TALK, or you can call the Huntsman Mental Health Institute's crisis line at 801-583-2500.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.